We mentioned that Amherst head coach Bill Fishley has been waiting patiently. Bill, I didn't see you come in. I apologize for that. They said, you know, Coach Fishley's over there in the corner. I go, I didn't see him. So, hey, we appreciate you spending some time with us here tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You think we'd forget about the head coach of the Amherst Comets? Casey Wolf would never let us hear the end of this.
Yes, he's listening to it right now, too.
I'm sure he is going, where the heck's our coach? I didn't see you sitting back there. I apologize. Hopefully you got a good meal out of it while
you waited. I did. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. And, again, thanks for coming out. So, obviously, you're now in your second year at Amherst, and certainly have other coaches have talked about as you go through a process and put the building blocks in place, you want to see that progress from year one to year two. What are the indicators that you will indeed see that at Amherst?
You know, we're looking for this team to come together as one. That's the big thing that we worked upon in the off season is that this whole team, you know, coming together as a unit. We went away to camp at Ohio Northern, you know, through the out the 2-a-days. You know, we've been talking about a lot of team building activities and that sort of thing, and then we're seeing that progress. And that's the one thing I've been looking at, you know, when I evaluated the first year into the second, is to bring that cohesion together.
One of the things that I think would give you hope, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but had a chance to share a couple of texts with you in regards to returnees as I wrote the article for the Forecast magazine coming out next week. And, boy, you answered with a lot of guys coming back. You've got some experience.
Yeah, we got some experience in some different positions, and there's some young guys in other positions, and we got some competition going on in camp right now, and we're really excited about what's happening in Amherst.
Rob?
Asked every second-year coach this. What did you learn? What's the biggest thing you learned last year that can help you going into this year?
You know, I think the biggest thing is helping out the coaches and making sure that they're in the positions and communicate with them and doing what I need to do for the coaches so they can coach up the kids. That's the biggest thing that, you know, you don't do as an assistant coach. You don't manage other coaches, and I think that was the biggest learning lesson for me. And I think our staff's grown tremendously and looking for great things.
I was really intrigued a couple of moments ago. I don't know if you heard Jay Ward talking about the fact that teams get tougher in the weight room, that there's a lot of improvement that's done off the field. What are some things that you're trying to do with these Amherst kids off the field to make them better on the field?
You know, we have a weightlifting program. We also did some running over at the Soccer Academy on 58 to get them doing some other things with speed. We did some things in the summer where we went to different places. We went to Mill Hollow, we went to Lakeview Beach, we went to T3 facility, all these different things to kind of make them tougher, like you said, because you got to make them not only physically tough, but mentally tough. You got to put them through some grind that, you know, they're going to have to get through, and because football is a tough sport, and there's nothing getting around that, and having all those situations make them tougher is really good.
Part of the reason I love doing this show is to just hear all these coaches really impart words of wisdom, and I really believe that these guys are so valuable in what they offer not only to our listeners but to us and so forth. And Kevin Fell earlier tonight talking about going into the conference that Elyria is going into with Solon and Brunswick and Menor and so forth, and he said, you know what, when you stack those kids up, their kids 16 to 18 look like our kids that are between 16 and 18, so it's just a matter of making them better football players. So I'm sure you're facing that same thing somewhat. Listen, you guys look just like the kids that are at Avon, that are at Olmsted Falls, that are at all these schools that are in the SWC. How do you get them to believe we can play with these teams?
I think it's a daily thing. You have to constantly remind them, have confidence in them, you know, build them up, and you know, that's the one thing at Amherst, we got to make them buy in. They've had some, you know, rough years these past couple of years, one with myself and, you know, three before that, and getting them to buy in and believe that they can actually beat these teams, and they are exactly like you said, the same type of kids. They put their pants on the same way. They're teenage kids. They go on Twitter. They do all those things that other teenage kids do, and have them believe, and it's just a daily thing you have to grind into their brains. And then the sad part is you need to see successes too. You get those small successes. So we're hoping that in these scrimmages they have some confidence, and we go into the week one and we build on some momentum.
Going into the new, I shouldn't say new league for you because you guys have been in it, but with the additions, you made a really good league even better. How do you look at that? How does your staff look at it?
I, I think it's an amazing league, and I look forward to the competition. I think it's going to be some great football games. You guys are going to have some exciting games every Friday, and there's going to be games that I know everyone's going to open the paper up on Saturday morning and be like, wow, that team beat that team, and it's going to be amazing. And we're really excited as a staff. We know the competition in the SWC, and we know the new teams that are coming in. We played Midview, at Amherst, and I'm very familiar with all the other teams that are coming in. And I think it's just going to be a grind for 10 straight games or 9 straight games of, just some good, hard football.
Again, we're talking with Bill Fishley, head coach of the Amherst Comets. So what will make this team better this year? Why will Amherst improve off 2014?
They're going to improve because they're going to come together as a team, and they're going to compete every day and every down, every quarter, every play, all that stuff. You're going to see that. There's going to be no giving up in this team, and that's just what we're going to build upon. That's what we've been preaching on, is that we're going to be giving up that effort all the time. And, we might not be as talented as some teams and all that kind of stuff, but we're going to give it 4 quarters, and we're going to try to, beat them as a team.
Opening night is still a couple of Friday nights away, but how much further ahead are you right now, August 10th of 15, than you were August 10th of 14?
It's funny you say that, because as a staff, we talk about that a lot. How we are so much farther ahead, having on just the practice structure, just the kids being familiar with how everything goes, the offense, the defense, and we are so much farther ahead, and the kids have so much more confidence, and you can see it with them practice in and out, and it's a good feeling.
And what's your biggest question mark?
Just, I think young guys stepping up, and it's that only happens when we put the pads on.
There you go. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Casey Wolf texting me saying, what took you so long to get Fishley on? Sorry, Casey. Jeez. I swear I didn't see you come in. I apologize.
Well, maybe
for
his
that.
Team, like him, will fly under the radar.
There you go. I like that. Well said, Mr. Polinski. Hey, sorry you had to wait, but hopefully you enjoyed the food and the other coaches as you waited patiently.
I did. I appreciate it.
We appreciate everything you do for us. Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming out.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Fishley, the head coach of the Amherst Comets, joining us here at Wolfies.